Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMo.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. It's where you can turn big plays into paydays. New customers can start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000, but that's not all. If you sign up using the promo code BREAKFASTMENU, just one big word, and make a deposit and bet $10 on any college football game, you can win $200, 20x. You gotta love it. Register now to go all in on the action with the king of sportsbooks. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, and then pat me on the back for calling the Raiders money line.
Congratulations. I could live with that. We had a good video yesterday. Lamar looked good on the ground. The under should have got there, had a chance, and then just completely imploded. But 2-1, we'll take that. Some good strips of bacon, but we are transitioning today to a topic that I think a lot of people are very, very, very excited about. NFL Survivor Week 2. Unless you're Josh Engelman, you survived pretty easily in Week 1. But you know what? Here at AwesomeMo, we are a loving community. I'm going to give you a reprieve. I'm going to wipe the slate clean. The Bills hurt you last week. Are you ready to resume in Week 2 here? You feeling all right?
Yeah, look, it is what it is. We talked about it at the end of the video. There's a group of teams that are all projected to win. Someone is going to lose in that group. That's just how the math works. It just happened to be the team that I took. So, you know, same process. We're doing the same things. Sometimes it's just not going to work out for you. We're going to do it again. Hopefully I don't go 0-2. I'm going to anti-survivor. Maybe I just didn't get the rules right.
That's smart. Yes. We're trying to pick winners here, and that's what we're going to do. There's some really good options that I want to get to. I'm going to ask you, do you want to go first or second? And I also want to ask you about some of the other teams kind of on this slate.
Yeah, let me go first. I got it. This one's pretty quick. I don't have much to add. I think that there are really only three main choices this week, and that would be the Cleveland Browns getting a little bit of Houston. We've got the Bucks taking on Atlanta. We've got Green Bay taking on Detroit. Right now, Cleveland is getting 30% of the action on Yahoo. Tampa is getting 20% of the picks. So right there, that's 50% of all of the picks in Survivor going to those two teams. Green Bay is third, getting just 14%. Now, all three of these teams are double-digit favorites. Cleveland, 12-point favorites, I believe, against Houston. Same story for Tampa against Atlanta. Green Bay, slightly less, but still 10.5-point favorites against the Lions. That's the direction I'm looking to go. So I am taking the Green Bay Packers in Survivor this week. They are the third most popular team so far, but still double digit favorites. And coming off of a not great experience in Week 1, I think they right the ship against the Lions.
Totally reasonable. Monday night in Lambeau, off a no-show against the Saints. I get it. I will say that I do think that Green Bay has the unknown of maybe this team truly is just in turmoil and we're going to see, they just don't have it. It's an implosion. You lose to the Lions at home, that would solidify that. So I get it. The strategy I want to ask you about is, so you're always looking to find an easy winner, but you're always weighing that against how much of your pool and is the public going to gravitate. My strategy normally is if there is a week where there's one big time favorite, I tend to look elsewhere because the ownership consolidates to such an extreme level. You could have 50, 60% of your pool going to one team. And then I think it's worth it to roll the dice. In a week like this, there are three spreads, as you mentioned, that are all going to get some love. And then you have like a third of the pool going elsewhere. To me, that makes me more comfortable to pick an obvious choice. Once again, I'm going to go to the Cleveland Browns. I think that this is the easiest pick on the board. They should have, could have won in Arrowhead, lost a tough game against the Chiefs in week one. They go home against Houston, who looked fine. They beat the Jaguars. I think none of us are thinking that Houston's anything but a dumpster fire long term. Cleveland is a very good team. You can't afford to, even though it's week two, you just can't be dropping games at home to Houston. I think the defense will really cause massive problems for Tyrod. Baker and the offense will do more than enough. 12.5 point favorites. This is an easy one. And the reason I like it, again, it's not like everyone's going to Cleveland. People will be on Tampa. People will be on Green Bay. And other people will be on, you know, random other teams. Smooth sailing through the first 2 weeks. Then we'll start to change it up next week.
I like the play. I would go to Cleveland before I go to Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay has a lot of future value. They get the Jets late. They've got Carolina late. They've got the Giants in week 11. Whereas Cleveland doesn't have the same sort of just totally awesome schedule throughout all of it. So I'd be looking to save Tampa a little bit longer. But also, what do I know? I'm out already. That also did happen.
Got to be covered.
Go Pack. Listen,
Go Pack. They're going to be fine, I would assume. I think it's, again, let some other people in weeks like this be a hero. That is a strategy that I feel like is underutilized. You know, everyone talks in Survivor. You got to be, you know, you got to change it up. You got to plan ahead. All of that is very true. And we have some tools over on the site to absolutely help you do that. You should go check those out. But at the same time, you can take some weeks where you say, you know what, I'm going to stay the course and I'm just going to whittle away some people who really are aggressive for no reason. So I think this is one of those weeks to do that. Similar to last week, I'll be honest, I took the Niners very chalky. I'm going to stick chalky for the first 2 weeks here. Cleveland Browns, you got Green Bay Packers. We've got you covered here for Survivor.
Another one in the books. That is the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. We'll be back again tomorrow doing it all again. Are we talking golf tomorrow?
We'll stay tuned. We're going to talk a little NFL and maybe a little PGA at the end. We'll say.
Love it. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.